We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Today, Lester Holt and Savannah Guthrie in New York, the moment the entire country has been waiting for after a very close race. NBC News now projects that Joe Biden has won the Keystone State, Pennsylvania, and its 20 electoral votes.
And that means we can now project that former Vice President Joe Biden has been elected President of the United States. He is President-elect Joseph Robinette Biden at 77 years old. Chuck, we'll turn to you. This map is a real interesting one, not necessarily the path
bright
that
like
anyone
a diamond.
Thought would have unfolded, but here we are.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Fine light in the beautiful sea, I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision. I'm alive, we're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would become one right away. Oh, right away. At first sight, I felt the energy of something. I saw the life inside.
So shine bright tonight, you and I. We're
all right, I have no time for Rihanna. Welcome to the podcast. You're the DJ, I'm the podcaster, I am your host, Mike Kincaid. I think you know that already. If you don't, well, now you know. If it's your first time listening, thank you for listening, thank you for supporting. I hope to keep you entertained for at least a little bit. If this is your last time listening, yeah, I kind of get it. we have a very interesting show today. It's a very awesome guest, and I'm already late, but my neighborhood has exploded. But we'll get to that in a second. I have to call Sam, so we're calling Sam now. Here we go. We're pushing a button. The ringing means it's working.
Hello.
Hello, Sam Thrower.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am also great at the moment. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What about that announcement that was just made?
Yeah. My neighborhood literally just exploded. And I was like,
yeah.
I had the call. I was like, what is happening? And, oh, okay. I'll take that. I'll take that.
Shouting and banging on pots and pans outside my windows all around my neighborhood. So, the energy's up.
That is perfect, especially for today. I will take that. So I'm happy about it. Yes. Sam, I haven't seen you in so long. How are you doing? How's your cats?
The cats are great. They're hanging out with me now. We're good. Things have, like, really slowed down now that the season is over.
I would hope so.
Me and Justin are just here every day. We're not really going into the ballpark that much. Like, here and there, maybe, like, once a week to do, like, inventory stuff or, you know. But, yeah, some of us have a lot of time at home, which is, like, nice, but... Also, like, getting stir-crazy again, because it's, like, back to, like, April, when you're, like, here every day, not going anywhere, so...
Right.
We're good.
Okay, all right. I figured you'd keep busy.
Yeah.
I have a question. Who's a better volleyball player, you or Kelsey Marshall?
How do you know Kelsey Marshall?
Listen, I am a journalistic professional, so I do my homework.
Get out of here. Okay, so, like, Kelsey is one of my best friends. Both went to IU. I'm not going to say one is better than the other, because we play different positions. So she's way better at her position.
Okay.
And now it's better. So I'm a middle blocker. They always put, like, the tallest, lankiest, like, probably, usually, like, awkward girls that are, like, still growing into their, like, arms and legs in the middle. So I was always a middle blocker. But, yeah, she was, like, still my best friend. Talked to her all the time. Like, got me through 4 years by you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it because you kept growing that you decided that you could not be Dominique Dawes and be a gymnast?
Yeah. I was so into gymnastics. I was actually really good at it until I hit my growth spurt, and they're like, you got to pick something else. Like, I excelled at something because of my height, like the uneven bars.
Okay.
I would just, like, stand on the shorter bar and, like, slowly tip forward and be able to, like, reach the higher part. Like, the other girls could.
Yes.
But then on, like, floor and, like, beam, I just, like, it was just too much of me. I was just too long. I was decent at it because I was athletic.
Yes.
But there's a certain point where, like, once you pass, I don't know, 5'10", where you got to just pick something else.
Yeah. Okay.
Try basketball because my dad did basketball. He played at NIU.
Right.
For 4 years, so everyone's like, obviously you're going to play basketball. Terrible at that. Somehow. So I played with my Cornerstone, which is like a small, like, private Christian school out in Sycamore. Played with them. Got the MVP award by default just because I was literally the tallest person on the court and would just stick my arms up. That's how I got that MVP.
Yes.
But then...
I get it.
But then as we got... Yeah, great. But then as you get older, it's like, okay, being tall is not enough to be good at a sport. Who knew? So, finally, I tried volleyball. I'm like, that was a fit. Like, it clicked. This is what I was good at. And, yeah, the rest is history.
And the rest is history. Yeah, I coached... Aaron Washington, who sits at the reception desk, and by default she was our best basketball. Like, she won MVP of our league by default because she was the tallest girl in the league and just could stand there and put the ball in the basket. And
it's crazy. Up until like eighth grade, you can just stand there and like not even know all the rules, but just like stand there, put your arms up, and like you're good.
Oh, this is high school. We just played awful teams. We didn't win. Yeah, well, I shouldn't say that. We didn't win a lot. But she was just taller than everyone. And so...
Yeah.
She just happened to be the best player by default. So...
That's so funny. And it's so crazy because, like, especially for, like, tall girls specifically, like, there's that whole age, pretty much up until, like, I would say mid-high school, end of high school, where you're just, like... super, super awkward and, like, long and, like, you don't know what to do with your arms and, like, you finally find a sport that, like, okay, you're good at and it's, you know, it's a big deal.
Yes.
It's a big deal when you find a sport that works.
So, I think I told you this a while ago, long time ago. Like, I knew who you were before you knew who I was. Not because I stalked you or anything. Because I had girls that I were coaching and they also played... They played volleyball and basketball because that's what you do, but they were more, one of them was more leaning towards volleyball, so we end up talking about volleyball a lot. And
that's so funny.
We, yeah, and so and it just happened. She was looking at schools, Purdue, Indiana, somewhere else, there was Indiana Purdue. State. And so, like, so I knew, I've seen your name came up, and I thought you had a badass name.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sports.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yes, and I was like, oh, okay. And so then when I saw you, that name pop up at Wrigley one day, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was very cool.
Person.
Yes. Go
do
ahead.
Do you know where that girl ended up going? Was it Purdue or IU?
She ended up going to Dayton, actually.
Oh, Dayton, nice. I visited Dayton.
Yes, she went to Dayton.
Oh, my God.
Here's what and this is the weird thing I've learned about volleyball. You don't necessarily go play with your high school. You, like, end up on, like, some sort of travel team. They seem more important now.
Yeah, so being on, like, a club traveling team is, like, the next stepping stone to get recruited.
Okay.
For college, if that makes sense. So like I said, I went to like, a small Christian high school out in my town. Then we were homeschooled for a little bit. And while I was being homeschooled, I was allowed to play volleyball at the private school I used to go to. I think they just made an exception for me because I was, like, the only athlete and they needed someone. So that worked out for a while, but then the smaller private, like, schools and teams, it's just a lower level.
Right.
Like, sports-wise, obviously, because you don't have a big pool of students and athletes. So I started taking some classes at my public high school, at Sycamore High School, so I could play on their high school team.
Oh.
So, like, that was great. Like, that got me a little more exposure. But I needed to be on a club team to just, like, get to that next level. A lot of the club tournaments, they have college scouts at.
Yes.
So, like, that's the place you're going to be seeing. But it's tough because it's also not the cheapest thing. So, I mean, your parents really have to, like, invest in you being on a club team.
Right.
For the hope that you're going to get, like, a full ride or a partial ride for college.
Yeah. So you grew up in Sycamore, which is a very small town. I knew Sycamore because it was a basketball town. But it's definitely the opposite of Chicago. So how was that kind of culture shock for you?
I think it was less of a culture shock because this doesn't really make sense, but I went to Indiana.
Yeah.
After, like, it was, like, Sycamore and then Indiana, which, like, that's no more diverse than, you know, little Illinois. Like, yeah, it's just, like, different white people, right?
Right.
But it was, you're also, like, hanging out with, like, all the athletes. Like, my world was other athletes.
Yeah.
From other teams. So it was, like, for me, it was more diverse, right? Because, like, I'm coming from Sycamore, I'm, like, the one out of, like, five kids of color there. So going to Indiana, not that different, but it is for me because I'm surrounded by all these athletes from all over the country.
Absolutely.
So that was more of, like, I guess a culture shock for me, but, like, as much as I was going to get at the time. But I think that was really cool. So I think it wasn't as different, like, coming to Chicago.
Okay.
Because of that. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that makes total sense. All right, because I've never experienced this, but you have. So you were, like, a big deal in college. Do you get treated different? Like, tell me how that feels. Like, do you get treated differently? Do people look at you differently? Because everywhere you go, people knew, I'm sure they knew who you were.
Yeah. It was more, I would say high school, college. Like, high school sports is almost just as cool as college sports just because, like, your fan base is the same. I guess it depends on, like, what high school and what college you go to, but, like, for both those experiences, like, women's volleyball has such a cool, big, dedicated fan base that was, like, your peers. So, like, that was the most exciting thing for me, especially, like, when you get to college and, like, you make friends with other, like, student-athletes from different teams. Like, you're going to games and you see, you know, football guys are here and the soccer girls are here and, like, you're all supporting each other, but you also have a fan base of, like, the town. So we had, like, fans that were just, like, regular people, like, living in Bloomington. Like, we would always do, like, autographs after the game and, like, we had all these, like, young girls coming up and, like, that wasn't a thing. yeah. in high school that you get in college. So, I mean, obviously not the level to, like, the men's basketball team. Like, yeah, that's going to be a lot different.
Absolutely. Well,
than, like, the women's volleyball. But it was kind of, like, another level of, like, people, like, being excited to, like, come watch you play. And just to come talk to you was just very different and really cool. And it's the only time in your life that's going to happen unless you're going to go on to, like, be professional.
Again. Absolutely. So, so enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you live this glamorous life, and then for some reason, so you decide, hey, I'm going to spend the next 18 months locked in a closet in Wrigley Field.
Well, you know what? They didn't say locked in a closet on my application form, so that's where they got me. No, just kidding. We weren't in a closet. It's like a tiny part of the ballpark that was starting to be under construction. So it's fine.
Oh, my God. It, which at one point caught on fire, but we don't tell people that.
Yeah, it was so... I applied to the Cubs in, like, just a whim, because it was, like, my last summer at IU. I was doing, like, volleyball was over. I was doing two internships. Like, all my friends had moved on to, like, jobs or playing overseas or something.
Right.
So I had, like, a couple months left. I was, like, ready to get out, so it was just crazy applying for everything. Didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was never that person that had this, like, career goal and, you know, have always wanted to do one thing. Like, I changed my major, like, 5 times and did communications because, like, sure, that'll cover a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
...industries and jobs.
I think that's what mine is, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great, like, catch-all.
Oh, wow.
It's either that or general studies. So, but, yeah, I've applied to a bunch of different places. One day, I was at my internship, and someone from the Cubs calls me, and I'm like, God, did I apply for the Cubs? I didn't even remember. but it's for, like, this entry-level sales job, and, yeah, 7 years later.
7 years later, yeah, it's... God, it has been 7 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, this is my 7th season.
Jeez.
Which is crazy. And I've spent half of it in sales.
Yes. That's right. Because you were...
Yeah, I
remember when you guys all got there, you were like... it was like 12 of you. And...
Yeah.
We never knew if we'd ever see you again. We probably saw you twice a day. And so...
Yeah.
And at what point did you guys all live together? Like, it seemed like there were we had rumors about you. We was like, they all live in the same apartment. It's very scary. They all they all went to Indiana.
Yeah, I lived with two of my coworkers.
Okay.
One of them was Chelsea, who also went to IU.
Okay.
And we didn't know each other at IU, but she also, like, weirdly volunteered to, like, work the volleyball game, so, like, we've definitely seen each other multiple times. Just, like, never knew each other. But, yeah, we, like, lived together, we worked together, it was basically our job was calling people off the season to get a hold of the wait list, because it was 2013, Cubs weren't good yet. We knew we were going to be good in a few years, so it was just, like, convincing people to spend.
Yes. You know. It was so cold. I remember this winter because I was sitting at the desk, and we were awful. But it was so cold, and you'd have to go and show people these seats, and I felt so bad for you guys. And like, oh, you're trying to sell this awful team in this cold weather, and it worked. So
yeah, I did. We just walked people through the ballpark, dust off the seat, and like, what about this one? Does it work? Crazy.
Yes.
But it worked, and here we are.
It worked, and now, okay, because apparently titles seem to change every season. You are the senior events coordinator, is that right? Manager? What are you at this point?
I'm a... Great question. So my official title is senior event coordinator.
Okay.
For the operations.
All right. As of today.
Yes. As of today.
So, all right.
You know,
who knows
what it'll be when everyone comes back.
I know. I mean, God, if things change so much there, which is good and bad. I mean, things have to change no matter what. Like, I was talking to Ryan.
Right.
I literally talked to Ryan at one point at the beginning of the week, and then at the end of the week,
really?
and his entire life changed. So,
yeah.
Like,
Miami?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, good for him.
I'm gonna miss him.
Yes.
For him. I'm just mad that he's gonna have better weather than me all year round. But
right,
it's fine. Now I have someone in Miami I can like go visit. So
see, that's the perk. At some point when we can leave the city,
right?
Yeah,
I have a free couch to crash on. Like that's fine with me.
You like to travel anyway. You're a big traveler, as I know.
Well, not lately.
Well,
but
not lately, but. What's the coolest place you've been?
I've always wanted to travel, like, growing up. We just, like, didn't, like, my family, we couldn't afford to, like, go on vacation. So it's actually, like, really funny talking to people now,
right,
like, at work, and then just talking about, like, oh, like, all these, like, vacations when I went on, like, growing up, and, like, oh, like, my coworkers was talking about how she was, like, sick of going to Costa Rica because they went there, like, every year, and I'm like, okay, went to Disney like once. Actually, when I was younger, my mom always talked about this. When I was, I don't know how old I was, but my family took us out to like Naperville or something for the day, which is like a big suburb.
Yes,
like halfway to the city from like where we are. Like spent the whole day in Naperville. Like we went to this like mattress store, and it was like I was like freaking about going out to this mattress store. And like after we like went home, I was like, Dad, like, thanks so much for, like, taking us on vacation. Like, that was so fun. And my mom's like, oh, my gosh, Sean, your daughter thinks the mattress store was a vacation. Like, we need to go somewhere. Like, we need to do something. And then a few years later, we went to Disney World.
There you go. That's almost the same.
I won.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes.
But no, I think since then, like, the past few years, me and Justin have done, I think that's about the wedding. And then Mexico again for our wedding.
Yes.
We did Europe for the honeymoon, and then we did Bali a few years ago, which was really cool.
Oh, that's badass. Good for you.
Yeah. I definitely want to go back. Don't know what that's going to be.
Yeah.
But it was rough getting there because it's like 25 hours to travel, which is really hard being like big or tall.
I was going to say, being in an airplane and being like over 6'1", now a problem.
It's rough. Justin has a middle. He took the middle seat like a champ too for like a 13-hour flight.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But yeah, worth it.
All right. So, explain to the people listening at home, what's it like to spend a season in quarantine? A baseball season in quararantine, or in a pandemic?
Like working.
Yeah.
So it was, I didn't know what to expect. I actually had a really fun year this year just because I just wasn't doing my normal job, right? Like, you know, you guys weren't there, fans weren't there, so it was a lot of, like, facilities work and grounds crew work.
Okay.
So we spent so much time with the grounds crew this year. I never knew any of those guys just because, like, our paths don't cross. The only time I see them is, like, when we're setting up for kids on the bases.
Right.
On, like, Sunday games. And I might say, like, two words to them, but, like, that's pretty much it. We spent a whole summer with those guys.
Yeah.
Had a blast. Like, did jobs I've never done before, might never do that. And, like, this was the one chance to do it. Like, getting the seals, this is, like, painting the lines, watering the grass, trimming the ivy, I worked the scoreboard for a game. It was awesome. At the same time, I'm also, like, sweeping, wiping down rails, like, cleaning the bathrooms. Like, there's a lot of facilities work. Like, found a couple dead rats when we were cleaning up around the ballpark. So it's, like, it was totally a different year. It was so fun. At the same time, I have a whole new level of respect for, like, our facilities and grounds crew team. Just, like, the amount of work that they have to do, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I literally have no idea. So, being on the other side and actually doing their job, like, day in and day out, first of all, it's like doing their job, yes, but it still isn't to the level where they do it when 40,000 fans in the ballpark.
Right.
That's a different story. So I got a taste of it. I wouldn't even say I did their job. I got a taste of it.
You got a taste, yeah. My uncle Daryl, he usually works in Daryl Scoreboard. Daryl works in the scoreboard.
Yeah.
And what, your
uncle?
Yeah, he's the one in. Like, I didn't even know the Cubs existed until he would bring like these little knickknacks, these promos to my to our house, like when I was really little. And so yeah, that's how I even got even interested in the Cubs.
You're kidding.
And I would see, just like when I first got there, I would see everything that he would do. Like, he doesn't do as much as he did before, but he would be there at 5 o'clock and they're cutting the grass and they're doing this and this, and after the game he's in the tractor, and during the game he's like in the scoreboard and like, and it's like, well, I'm getting tired just walking the terrace. I can't imagine doing what they do. So
it's crazy. They're there. Like, they live there. They're there all the time.
Right.
If someone wants to come in early for, like, just to, like, practice or, like, whatever, even if it's, like, two players coming in to work on something that wasn't on the schedule, like, someone has to come in.
Right.
Like, 2 hours earlier to, like, get the field ready, and they're there an hour plus after the game and, you know, 3 hours before. Like, those guys do so much work.
It's crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Daryl's awesome. Every time you worked the scoreboard, like, you hung out with Daryl, and, like, it got to the point where we had, like, get volunteers from the front office to help, just, like, a small amount.
Yeah.
And everyone wanted to work the scoreboard with Daryl.
Daryl's an
like,
awesome
dude.
That
was the place you wanted to be.
Yes. Here's a question. You were you grew up a big Cubs fan. When the Cubs won the World Series, I know where you were. However, I don't know where you were when we got on the trolleys, because I think that moment is probably more that day is probably more exciting to me than the actual World Series day. So where were you on trolley day? Because I don't remember seeing, I remember seeing the rest of Chicago, but that's like everything else is a blur.
Yeah, I was on a trolley.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was on, so we all met in the Camry lot.
Oh, that's right.
And everyone could bring a plus one. They, like, went all out for this.
Oh, crazy. My God.
You showed up with your plus one, you get in this line, and you pick up, like, we got shoes.
That's right. There were shoes.
Jacket,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
I forget that,
pick up
yes.
My shoes, pick up my jacket, you get on the trolley. It's, like, 9 a.m. There's a case of 312s. So, why not?
Yeah. That was such a good day.
It was crazy.
That was such a good morning. That was such a good day in general. Except when we got back. Well, not a lot of people know this. So when we're leaving the thing from Grant Park, and me and Pelican are trying to get back, and we're getting on the bus, and I literally pass out next to Chris Bryant because I'm exhausted. And so, I was exhausted. And so they were getting on the bus, and we get back, and I wanted to take a picture with the trophy, but the line was 8 hours long.
Super long.
Yeah, because they had it on the field, remember? And I don't know, I'm sure Morgan's not going to remember this. Morgan got this great idea that everyone needed pizza, and she gave me her card, and I was sitting in dispatch, and she's like, I need to order pizza for everyone. And
stop.
Oh no, this gets better, because I told Gene this and someone else. I'm literally on the phone ordering 300 pizzas with D'Agostino's. Oh yeah. And I thought that may be a bad idea, but I was like, you know what? It's the Cubs. They have millions of dollars. It'll be fine.
Right?
They couldn't get through because they blocked the street. And so they said they'd call me back. Luckily, I was not there, or I'm sure that would have been the day I got fired. But
oh my God, no.
And so we did not get those 300 pizzas, thankfully. But
you denied them?
Well, they couldn't get through. Well, because they said they had to... First, they thought I was kidding. And then I thought, am I kidding? And
this is for the Cubs.
For the Cubs. Yeah. And so he's like, if we can get you, we'll call you back and let you know if it's possible. And so at that point, it's like, I probably don't need to take this phone call. It will feed themselves. And so I ran out of dispatch with Floyd, and that was the end of that. But
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. What's so funny is, like, when the World Series happened, I didn't even know, like, anybody on the operations side, because I was still on field.
That's right. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
So when I met you, well, before that, I remember we were in... When did I tell you you were getting Hannah's job? Because that was my favorite drunken part of our celebrating. Because you were still in sales, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I was in group sales.
You were still in sales, and we were somewhere watching a playoff game. But I knew your personality, like, would fit what we did. And, like, I just knew it. It just felt like the perfect fit. And it did. At 10 o'clock in a playoff game, I just know everything, apparently.
It was
probably the next year you came over, which was awesome.
Yeah. I started interviewing, like, right after the World Series, I think. Because, like, after everything, they posted the job.
Right.
Like, that's when I started. So, yeah. Crazy timing.
Yes. So, now I have to ask you, what has been your favorite experience being a part of the events team?
Oh man. My favorite thing, like, day in and day out.
Are you living with pain? Putting off treatment? At North Shore University Health Systems Orthopedic and Spine Institute, we're committed to caring for you safely. Online, on the phone, or in person, practicing the latest safety protocols. As Illinois' only hospital dedicated to patients with neck, back, and joint issues, we work together with one goal, your goal, living your life pain-free. So don't delay. Get the care you need now. Visit northshore.org/ortho.
Tired of your nail polish chipping? Get ready for a manicure that stays for days with Sally Hansen's Miracle Gel. Up to 8 days of color and shine in 2 simple steps. Step 1. Apply Sally Hansen Miracle Gel Polish. Step 2. Lock in your manicure with a Miracle Gel Top Coat. No UV light needed. Get a mani that works as hard as you do with Sally Hansen's Miracle Gel. Available in over 70 shades.
Now, or, like, a specific, like, moment?
Whatever you'd like to give us.
Man. I mean, I think one of the favorite parts I love about the team I'm on is that, like, we're very similar personality-wise. Everyone gets along, but at the same time, like, everyone always has each other's back, and there's no division. I'm like, oh, this is my specialty, I can't help you out with that. Or, like, oh, my thing is, like, private or public events, I can't help you out with, like, your thing that you're doing.
Right.
Everyone's so ready to help each other whenever we need it, whatever we need help with. And we just have, like, a very, like, tight-knit team. We don't see that everywhere you go. Not even, like, any company you're with, like, that just doesn't happen a lot.
Yes.
So I think we have a really special group of people that I work with, and I just think I'm really lucky to have that on my team.
That's awesome. No, all of us kind of agree that it takes special people to work in our department. It's a very unique group of humans that end up together. So I'm not surprised.
Definitely. Very specific type of person.
Yeah. Speaking of specific type of person, I have to ask you this question because I ask everyone this, but I guess I have to differ. Do you have a favorite Michael? You have a favorite person named Michael that you like?
You ask everyone this?
I asked him a different question than I'm going to ask you next, but I had to adjust it.
Do I have a favorite Michael?
Yes.
I'll tell you.
I'll take that. That's fair. I like that.
I'll tell you. Yeah.
I like that. I'll go with that.
I don't know a lot of Michaels either.
Good. Then you're set. I'm all you need.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But what I do ask everyone is the other, but I already know the answer to this. I'm sure you have a favorite, Justin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Before we get to that one, are you a big Justin Bieber fan?
Justin Bieber?
Yes. Tell me your feelings about Justin Bieber.
So, I feel like I don't really care enough either way about him.
All right.
As a person.
Listen, your events, senior events coordinator.
I mean? Yeah. Like, it's funny because whenever we travel, whenever Justin introduces himself, everyone goes, oh, like Justin Bieber.
Like Justin Bieber.
And we go, yeah. So we get that a lot. That's always funny to me. But him as a specific person and artist, I could.
No? Oh, no. All right. Okay, that's fair.
So we did have, okay, actually, we did have Despacito play at our wedding.
Okay.
But now that I think of it, it was the version without Justin Bieber, so never mind.
Fine.
No, I thought I had one.
That's all right. So then there's your Justin. You met Justin at Indiana?
Yeah. I met him. I didn't meet him in the weight room, but the first time I saw him was in the weight room.
Okay.
Because athletes.
Because athletes, yes.
Yes. Yeah. It was like my first day lifting. I've never lifted before. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm terrified. And I look over and see this giant with this afro, and he's like 1,000 pounds. And I'm like, I gotta get out of here. I don't know what's going on. Not what I signed up for. But yeah, anyway, yes, met him at college.
What is it about Justin that initially, like, drew you to him?
I mean, we're not both from Chicago. He's actually from Chicago, so I think that's like the one, like, similarity we had.
Okay.
I would say I was from Chicago because, like, no one knew where Sycamore was.
Yes.
I don't know. I just think we have, like, very similar personalities, too.
Okay.
We were friends for, like, most of college.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
For a long time, I did not like Justin.
Yeah, it takes a while to, like, he has, like, Russian bitch face. For sure.
See, and that's part of it. So I shouldn't say I didn't like Justin. Justin was a big dude. I'm a big dude. It's kind of like bears when you're like, that's a big dude. And he doesn't talk much. I don't smile. Like, it was just like, figure this guy out.
Yeah.
And at some point, the ice breaks in him and he becomes, now I'm going to get punched in the face. He kind of becomes human. And you're like, Justin's awesome. And so, yes.
He's really, like, the nicest, like, sweetest person in the world. Just, like, you won't see that at work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Which I get.
He's not that person.
I understand now. Yeah. So, I'll take it.
So funny.
Tell me.
Yeah, his job is to scare off people.
And he's doing, see? That's right. He's a professional.
He does a great job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me your favorite movie. But it has to be the worst movie possible. Like,
favorite movie?
Yes, but you know it's a bad movie. Like, you know it's an awful movie, but you have to watch it every time it comes on TV.
So, is it my favorite movie or my favorite, like, bad movie?
Yes. Favorite bad movie is...
Oh, this is such a hard question.
See?
It's so funny because, like, my family has, like, we call them Bad Movie Tuesdays.
Really?
And they're just, like, terrible, terrible movies. Like, I'm going to say Tremors.
Tremors has been very popular as a very bad movie on this podcast.
Right? How can you not watch it? Like, it's ridiculous. It's such a bad movie. But when it's on, I'm going to watch it.
I get that. Mine has changed. It's now currently Purple Rain. Because
Purple Rain?
Purple Rain is now my favorite bad movie at this point.
You know, I've never seen that.
You've never seen Purple Rain? I would say
that bad?
No. I mean, yes. It depends. Well, it depends. Depends on your level of loving Prince. Like, if you're just a casual fan, then it's like, But if you're like, I like Prince's music, then it's like, What's wrong with you?
I never, like, got into listening to Prince.
Okay, see, that, then it's okay.
And I think I missed out. But I can, like, also, like, I'm aware I'm probably, like, missing out. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay.
It was just never something I listened to.
What do you listen to?
Maybe that's because I was homeschooled.
Yeah, Prince is very, I mean, Prince draws a very eclectic kind of crowd. So, I get it. I
he
get it.
He's still iconic at the same time. Like, I'll recognize that.
Absolutely.
That's a fact.
So, who do you listen to these days?
I've been, like, very into her.
Ooh, really?
Like, SZA.
I forget you're, like, cool sometimes, Sam.
Hello.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I was not expecting you to say that. Huh.
Yeah, no. Like, any, like, kind of, like, still R&B, any, like female artist-wise. That's what I've been. I listened to the new Sam Smith album, actually. Very good.
Okay, so you thought it was good. I've heard, I've gone back and forth on it, because I'm...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I heard it last week, and I was like, I'm kind of... It's going to have to grow on me a little bit, but it's better than the last one, so...
Yes, I think it's better than the last one. For me, I have to listen to an album, like, at least twice to make a decision.
Yes. Yeah, I am
all about that.
I'm a huge Her fan, just because she's so talented.
About Her.
Yes.
She's so good. I think is she coming out with another album soon?
She is. She just put out a single.
I need her too.
And yeah, she's coming out soon. So that's awesome.
Yeah, she got me through quarantine for sure.
Another quarantine question I ask people. What else did you do? Well, you got to work. Lucky you. I mean, however, is there anything that, like, you did that you normally would not have done or bought because there was nothing to do for 6 months?
Yeah. So I tried watercolors. That was stupid. I was over that. Well, that was, like, the thing, like, everyone was like, oh, like, let's get into hobbies. And I'm like,
right,
watercolor
yeah.
sounds cool, because I saw an Instagram video about it. So spent, like, $20 on Amazon to get a watercolor packet. And I, you know, 20 minutes later, I was over it. So that didn't work.
Yes.
I got really into, like, cooking. I mean, I've always loved to cook, but I just had more time to, like, try out different recipes. And, like, I made bagels and just, like, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of cooking and, like, getting into my plants, I think.
yes.
Yeah.
Your plants. Tell me what someone does on their 30th birthday when they're in a pandemic.
Say that again?
What does someone do when they have their 30th birthday during a pandemic?
Oh my god. Nothing.
No.
No, we actually, it was so sweet. Justin rented this cabin without telling me. And invited a few of, like, my close friends and their partners, and he, like, surprised me, like, hey, we had this full, like, cabin weekend planned for your birthday in, like, Devil's Lake in Wisconsin. And he did all this work for it, like, had no idea he was doing it, surprised me with it, like, a few weeks before my birthday. And then because of the playoffs, he was in the bubble.
Yes.
So he wasn't able to go.
Oh, lovely.
So we canceled the reservation for the cabin. I think we're going to try and do that a little later this year now that he's able to go.
Okay.
But I ended up doing just like a little camping trip with some of my friends instead. So.
All right. All right.
Which
so,
I think I prefer.
Yes, I hear you.
Less people. Yeah.
All right, I guess we need an update on the rest of the family. So... How is the rest of the family?
The rest of the family is great. My brother is finishing up college. He has one more semester to go. Sister is in Florida. She works for Disney. Her husband works for Universal. So they are back at work. They were furloughed for a little bit, but they're back, which is great. Mom and Dad are doing great. Going Sycamore. My dad is, he started... Beehives. He got beehives, so now he's growing I guess, beans and honey now.
You need your honey, yes. Cool. Beyonce is growing honey. Like, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's great. Fine, I'll take it. My free organic honey.
Yes.
How about it? What they're doing good, they're doing good.
Yeah, good. My last question, I guess it's one of them. 10 years from now, what do you see yourself doing? Where are you in life?
Oh my God. 10 years. That's a good question, but honestly, I've never been the person who has my life planned out that far.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Same with college. I could never decide a major. And I don't think I have honestly a 10-year plan right now. I could be anywhere. I could honestly really be doing anything. So.
No, that's. I like it. You're living in the present, which is awesome.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yes.
So TBD.
Good. I think you can take that. Do you have? Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Do you have a favorite concert? Because you're like concert queen at Wrigley. So.
Yeah. So my favorite concert was Green Day, hands down.
Really.
They were there. When were they there? 2 years ago? Was it 2018?
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah.
Okay. I was working the concert. I didn't go to it. They're just great performers, and I grew up just a Green Day fan.
Okay.
I've always loved them, and seeing them finally perform. At the same time, I don't really listen to them anymore. But
right, but still,
the concerts are great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I had an emo phase at the end of high school, so it was My Chemical Romance, all that stuff.
Right.
Obviously, I'm not going to listen to it now. But yeah, I think they were really, really good performers. I actually had Green Day tickets for this year, and I was going to go with some girlfriends, and that obviously didn't happen. But whenever they come back, I'll be there.
All right. Perfect. let's see. I don't really give him anything else. It's Saturday. There's a lot of celebrating. Your cats are fine.
Oh my God.
And
it's been a great day.
Yes. You already know what I think about you. You're my favorite person. Everyone loves and respects you. And clearly, I'm not going anywhere, so I'm always going to be around to harass you. So.
I love it.
Yes. So, thank you for doing this.
Of course. I appreciate you calling and wanting to catch up. It's so good to talk to you.
Well, I consider us friends, but I consider me friends with lots of people who don't think we're friends. but no, Sam, you were...
no, you're correct.
I'm not going to get mushy, but you were one of the people who I trust. You know? I knew I could talk to and that would be honest with me. And I understand why, when you're working with people and they're your superiors, they can't exactly tell you everything. However, I just felt, I don't know, I felt some sort of connection. I felt some sort of respect from you, and a lot of us did. But I just knew you were good people, and so I respected that. And so I was like, I'm going to keep this person around in my world no matter what. So.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I think that's the one impression I leave on people. I will take that.
Yes.
Any day.
All right. Well, thank you for doing this. We will be in touch. I know that there's lots and lots of people who are going to hear this and say, oh, my God, Sam is there, and they can't wait to see you either.
My God.
So.
and I'm around. I'll be around all off season, so don't be a stranger.
At some point, everyone will be together except me, but I'll be around from a distance, so.
We'll get you. We'll work it out.
We'll figure it out. Yes. All right. All right, Sam. Thank you so much. You go have a good day.
I will. You too, Mike. Take care, okay?
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye. I'll see you.
Yep.
Bye.
Well, that was fun. Let's take a quick break. All right. How about that?
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send the call out, 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 send the call out.
Start. So, I guess if you guys probably already know, we have a new president and vice president. I am not here to flaunt or brag or anything of the sorts for as many happy people as there are. I'm sure I have some, I know for a fact I have some unhappy friends. So, I will tell you, like, at some point, I've had to tell myself, let's stay optimistic, you know? I don't think the goal isn't to be, let's see what I can get out of this for myself as politicians, I hope. I'm hoping that because we live in an entirely new world, where it's literally just trying to save each other's lives, that, hey, maybe that's the goal, to make the world better. Maybe Joe Biden just wants to make the world better. And that's how I'm going to look at this. That's how I hope you guys look at it. I understand there's a lot of things that go with the politics, and everyone has different beliefs and whatnot, but 2020 has taught us anything. It's life is precious and life is short, and we really need to take care of each other as humans. So, good luck to Joe. Good luck to Kamala. I am glad there's a change, but I'm also curious to see what the future brings. So, there we are. The last 4 years were not fun. So that was Sam. Sam Thrower. Sam Thrower is awesome. And If you didn't know that, now you know. If you've never worked with Sam, I'm probably sure you haven't. If you didn't work with the Cubs, Sam Thor is an amazing human being. There's a lot I could have talked to Sam about. Sam, what I appreciate about Sam the most is I read people very well, and I know when their heart's into it, when they're being genuinely into something. And we saw it every day. It wasn't just me. This was the other supervisors, other employees. You know, you see Sam out there working her butt off. You know when she tells you something, it's the truth. You can see the passion in her eyes and the energy and how she talks to people. And I appreciate it, because she was the same person she was day one that she was last day when I met her. So, let's see. There's a lot of stuff she did behind the scenes that I get. Sam fought her butt off for us, if a lot of you guys didn't know. And big shout out to our, we give our management a lot of crap. With your management. But they're human. They go through a lot. They're human just like us. And God bless Ryan on his new journey. And our staff, you know, when it was old Wrigley, you realized just how much you had to do. And the supervisors had so much to do. And so I can imagine what Mike Hill had to do and Julius had to do. There's so much that goes into taking care of it. And now that old Wrigley has become new corporate Wrigley, Lord knows the things and pressures and jobs that go into it. And I know they're doing their best. And I admire that they try so hard, and I respect and appreciate that. And Sam's one of those people that makes that work, that whole dynamic works. No, I'm not saying this just because I almost got fired. There was numerous times I tried to quit, and Sam literally was the only reason I stayed, because I had access to Sam and I could talk to Sam, and it was just the frustrations of things. But I knew if I could talk to someone, and I knew I was working for someone who actually gave a shit, and so that was Sam. It all worked out well. So I'm happy. I'm happy for her. Another thing. And this is one of the cool things we didn't bring up. But so one of my favorite people, as I always mention, is Damon Williams. Damon Williams, his partner, is the sister of Justin, Sam's husband. And there's a story, I won't even get into it, but there's so much coolness with Sam, and Sam's fighting for our cause, your cause, man. I get emotional thinking about the good person that Sam is. So I'm gonna stop talking about it. But I'm glad she came on the show. I'm glad I got to get someone from management on the show. Yeah, that's me talking to you guys. Because again, they are good people, and we give them a lot of crap. Hey, doors open. This is not the let's bury the Cubs broadcast. That's what the book's for. Kidding. Totally halfway kidding. No, it's open door for anyone to come on and tell their story. Management, Cubs management, Rolling Stones, whoever. Everyone has a story. Everyone loves music. Everyone loves cats. And no one loves Justin Bieber. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Yeah. And apparently today, everyone loves that we have a new president. So, congratulations to you all that are out there celebrating and going crazy. I have to rest. I have to do laundry. I have a lot of stuff to do. School comes early on Monday, folks, so I got a lot of stuff to do this weekend. So, thank you for listening. Thank you to our guest, Sam the Rower. Go see her when a ballpark opens and you are allowed to go in it. Thank you guys for coming out to vote and changing the world. Thank you for taking care of each other. Please wear your goddamn mask. I will talk to you next week. Enjoy this Jack Harlow song that all my 8th graders seem to love. And I will talk to you later. Peace.
The ones that hate me the most look just like me. You tell me what that means. Make a slick comment and see what that brings. I seen it go down, we can reenact things. Extreme like BMXing. These boys pussy and they PMSing. People in the city see the movement occurring and say, my God, I wanna be in that scene. Damn right you wanna be in this scene. She had the video trying to be in this scene. Used to fantasize about being this scene. Bluegrass girl, but she got big dreams. Can't touch me, I got instincts. Locked in the house, but I'm plotting things. I brought a gang to the party with me. 5 white boys, but they not in sync. Fuck what y'all think. Fuck everything that you say about me. My dogs like to play Madden in 2K, but one thing they don't do is play about me. My homeboy Tyler, he playing South Beach. He told me this summer he gon' fix my jumper. I told Boy Wonder that we might got a thumper. I been tryna pop, now I'm on like Shumpert. Now they on my bumper. Green room chock full of all my comforts. Hotel room like heaven on earth. Got angels in my bed with some all white covers. Ace Pro Nemo, Lucian Kiso, Sloop Clay Tufo. And I got a few more I call my brothers. I got a lot of flows and they all like butter. Ooh, you know what that means. I came home nice, but I'm going back mean. I'm about to globetrot when they know a vaccine. Motherfuckers act lost, but they know exactly what's going on. Made a mill and I don't know what to blow it on. I tell a critic, shut up like my show is on. Gave a t-shirt to her, said throw it on. She want a mini high school classmates I'm growing on. My peers ain't popping, they don't know what's going wrong. Y'all well dressed, but you ain't got soul and you just can't sew it on. I'm trying to tell y'all boys, I got a few songs I can sell y'all boys. I tried it back then, it was hell nah, boy. Now I'm in a box like a Kellogg's toy. The ones that hate me the most look just like me. You tell me what that means. Make a slick comment and see what that brings. I seen it go down, we can reenact things. Extreme like BMXing. These boys pussy and they PMSing. People in the city see the movement occurring and say, my God, I wanna be in that scene. Damn right you wanna be in this scene. She had the video trying to be in this scene. Used to fantasize about being this scene. Bluegrass girl, but she got big dreams. Can't touch me, I got instincts. Locked in the house, but I'm plotting things. I brought a gang to the party with me. 5 white boys, but they not in sync. No, they not in sync.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word: crispy, but also juicy and tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender, all one word, but then also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.